I had so many good ciders down there, man. They had like this pure pineapple cider. It's delicious. I guess we can talk about this if it comes up, but
Oh, you mean like right now? That's how that works. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 119 for Thursday, the 16th of March, 2017. This is the show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos, that's Kent, and we've got Tom with us.
Tom Merritt?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, Mr. Jurypex.
Oh my God. What's up, Jurypex?
What is going on?
How you guys doing?
Man, it's post South by.
It is. It's been a long, recuperative 4 or 5 days for me.
I didn't even have a full day to recoup, and I was back at work.
Yeah.
And holy crap. And now we're doing another episode. Was it really a week ago that we did RMP Live?
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Crap. I don't remember that because you guys said an hour before I got there.
Video will be posted soon.
Lesson learned for you. You should arrive sooner. Stop being last minute buddy.
Oh man. So this is going to be a really fun episode. We're not going to do a regular episode. This is just going to be a storytelling session where the three of us share some of the adventures, some of the many shenanigans that occurred during the South by week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about everything, are we?
Oh no. We're not going to talk about everything. But we're going to talk about some interesting things, some fun things, possibly some embarrassing things. If anybody in the chat has some stories that they want to share, go ahead and prompt us in the chat at any time, and we'll talk about those things.
So the week kind of began with us doing a live show. Really, we did a little meetup at Darwin's Pub. Yep. Really awesome time, by the way. And we did a live show, and well, if you're in the chat room right now and you have had to give it a 1 to 3, 3 being really awesome and 1 being complete shit. If you're in the chat room right now, go ahead and just put out there the number, whatever number it is that you thought the live show was.
So we got a
333, a 0, a 2.24.
Yeah.
There's some people that clearly
Fitz
don't pay attention
out that
to.
He was, Fitz points out that he was totally going to be there, but he had some car problems on the way there. A tire flew off of his truck, which, see, I would have just said, you know, fuck the truck and hitchhike there. But, you know, some people got to, you know, they want to take care of their truck.
I just want to know, did he find his tire? Because he's on his way to South by. His tire just decides... Screw it. I don't like this truck anymore. Did you at least find your tire?
Oh, man. That's, you know, that really sucked because there was a few people that I was really hoping to see there. Fitz was definitely among them. Poodle Puncher was another among a bunch of other people that for whatever reason, circumstances happened and they couldn't make it. Just know that you all were missed. Hopefully either Nerdtacular or next year's South by will be able to see all the people that we missed this year.
Yep.
Fitz, by the way, says that he did not find his tire.
So
we did a live show. So a couple of people that I want to give a shout out to. First of all, CJ, the proprietor of Darwin's Pub.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome guy. We worked with him for, I don't know, several weeks, a month, something like that, to get the details all worked out. That was awesome. Roberto Villegas. He ran our sound.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome dude. Thank you so much for doing that. And we would be remiss if we did not mention Richard Gunther, our third wheel, I guess. if longtime viewers of this show know Richard Gunther, he is one of our favorite people on the planet. He's awesome. And he came up on stage with us and he hosted the game show portion.
Okay, first of all, he changed his flight to an earlier flight in order to make it to the show when yep. he found out that his flight was already booked for too late in the evening. willing to come out on pocket, but actually ended up being like a free thing because the airline was like, oh, thanks. Huh, appreciate that. So he showed up. He got there kind of just in time to do the show, actually.
Yeah, yeah. He arrived just before. And he actually changed his shirt right there on like right there on the bar floor just before getting up on stage. Like, that's how close he cut it.
And by the way, he forgot his shirt, so I couldn't even give him back his shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
So it just got washed earlier today, my brand new wash and dryer.
Oh, man. But that was a lot of fun. I mean, you could definitely tell that we're amateurs at this. This was our first live show. And it showed, I think. But it was a ton of fun.
Yeah,
we got some laughs. We even got some participation from non-Diamond Club members, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, we had a rando off the street come in and answer a question better than we or Diamond Club could.
So. Right.
So there's that.
We gave away T-shirts and some stickers, and I think everybody there had a pretty good time.
Yeah, maybe. So
that was a win.
I hope so, because the tab that was left over was pretty hefty. So I know I didn't drink $200 worth of beer. Whatever. So there was a live show. Let's see here. Do we have another live show picture? Nope. This is from the next day. And this is where we finally got to meet up with Jury Facts over here, Mr. Tom. And then we hounded him all day as he kept going in and out of the restaurant to smoke. This is the Flying Saucer. It's in North Austin, I think, right?
Yeah, Time Jumper actually set up the meeting for this one. It's a really cool restaurant, the Flying Saucer. They have like a million beers on tap. The food's pretty good too, but you really, really you go for the beers. It was such a cool time. I met 6-foot Gelfling for the first time.
Yep.
From KG fame. Super cool person. That was a blast. So many cool people. That Jaime showed up, Tensor guy. So many cool people were there.
Brought his wife, and man, she had stories for days.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic, isn't she?
Like,
that's the first time I met her. She's really sweet. She's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, really cool. But so
what was really funny was that every time she went to start a new story, Jaime just did,
Yeah. He's like, oh, that was so cool. But yeah, so Tom, what I really want to talk about on this night was a project that you arranged and pulled off absolutely beautifully. Why don't you tell us what that was?
So it all really boils back to one of my other little side projects of the Modern Rogue remix, where I go through, I take Jason Murphy and Schwood's little videos, and I chop them up and make them either stupid, horribly sexual, or violent. One of those three is usually what happens.
It's anti-message of the show kind of thing. It's directly...
It's trolling the Modern Rogue, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, side note, the Modern Rogue remix.net. But, you know, I go through and I mess with them, and it's fun. You know, it's all playful and everything, but I love to get under their skin a little bit, you know, throw some stuff back at them, and, What we did was a few weeks ago, they did an episode where it was essentially a visualization of a DDoS, where they, you know, people attack a computer and it makes it impossible to get a response from a website. And they did that by having the chat room ask as many questions as they possibly could, with Brian attempting to answer the questions as quickly as he could. Well, you can't do that whenever you have 100 people asking you 500 questions in 13 seconds. It's not happening.
Right.
So one of the big questions that kept getting posted and then reposted by everybody was, have you been to the Taco Bell cantina that sells beer? Over and over and over. Literally, it was the entire screen of chat for 30 seconds, where people just kept copy-paste over and over again. Well, I decided to take that and harass them or horrify them in the real world by having real people physically ask these questions to them. And insert a video where we had tons of people go through and ask that question over and over and over again. I got people at the live show the next day that I was able, thankfully, to edit in and all of this stuff. So it was a blast. It could not. You guys were amazing. The entire crowd that night was awesome. Have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells
beer? I'm trying to get to the point where I can. There we go. All right, let's show this video. Let's show your tweet out here real quick. We're gonna do the entire video, and hopefully the volume will be loud enough.
Taco Bell Cantina that sells beer.
But for real, have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells beer?
I have not been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells beer. That trip was on a day that I wasn't following the GroupMe.
And I love that chat realm. While we were playing this video, chat realm spammed the chat with, yeah. Have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells beer? That's amazing. Holy crap.
Have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells
beer? So you got me, you got Kent, there's hot beverages. Travis.
Swagger.
So, there's Swagger, and there's... Oh, shit.
Shane.
Damn it. See, you know why we can't remember his name? Because he's not Shane in chat room.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Shane is someone else in chat. It's Petey.
Petey. Snowshoe and Dokor, right? Which DJ, damn it. DJ Dammit, that's his name. DJ Dammit.
Yeah, I can't remember his. I never remember his name because everyone just refers to him as Dualcore.
Yeah. Stacy.
It's
6 foot Gelfling. There's
TJ.
TJ, Time Jumper. There's Waffle. Up in the corner. Who's that up in the corner up there?
That's Charles Rubach.
Oh, okay. There we go. Shit. Had I known that, I would have met him too. See, this is the problem with South By. There's always more shit you should have done. And, of course, our own Curtis LaRock.
So, I don't know if you're going to be able to see this.
Brusselberry.
But one of my... Oh, no, you can't. One of my buddies just texted me, who apparently is watching, and spammed me with, have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells beer? Have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina that sells beer?
And, of course, Dark Redeemer and Crunchy. And then, it was a blast. It was a great idea, and it executed perfectly.
Yeah, it couldn't have been any better. Like the way that you guys kept following me as I backed up and like surrounded me, it was awesome.
That was so much fun. That was great.
Yeah, that was a good time. So next up on our little list of stuff that we're going to talk about here, because I mean, it was such a good time.
Oh, who took pictures of me doing that?
I did.
You did? Oh, I didn't even see you doing. Oh, awesome.
I probably That's should cool. have this open Sorry. While I was saying all the names. So yeah, and it was in this little area. It was a nice little quiet area. Kind of ridiculous how awesome that area
we were right next to a little children's park. There's like housing and don't try to play it off like it was okay that we did it there.
Well, I mean, compared to the things that we wanted to do there, like the stuff we were yelling about while we were over there.
Okay, yeah. Well, hold on. You say we collectively.
Crunchy pointed out in the chat that all of this is continuing on everyone's Instagrams right now, too. So.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just going to have to take a look at that.
here's another view of the Flying Saucer, which, by the way, if you have a chance, if you ever get a chance, just go by there and eat that. Then you can see half of us are on our phones.
Of course. That's what we do.
Yeah. The funny part is we're
tweeting each other from 2 feet away.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right, so the next day was Saturday, which was the day of Night Attack Live. But before we did that, a few of us went to an escape room, the 11th Hour escape room.
Yeah.
That was me and you, Amos, Saciana. It was Dark Redeemer.
I think I have a picture of that. Family.
I should have
put that in the old show notes over there.
But dude, not to brag too much, but I'm going to brag anyway. We fucking rocked that thing, dude. We solved the puzzles in, I believe it was 41 minutes and 28 seconds.
Right.
Wow.
And some of that was lost time due to interference. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she did pause the clock when she had to come in, but it was after like wasting like 20 seconds or something.
Yeah, it was kind of, whatever.
But either way, we win. It was so much fun. If you guys have never done an escape room, like, you need to get on that shit. Escape rooms are a blast. You need to take a handful of friends with you and just go do it. It is so much damn fun. If you like solving puzzles, like if you're an RPG player, you know, where there's a puzzle pops up every now and then and you enjoy that aspect, you will absolutely love this.
So there you go. There's the picture.
Ah, yes, that was our photo that was taken after.
You've got Dark, Sacien, Del Noche, myself, Junior, and his wife Alex, and their son Dylan. And by the way, Dylan rocked it.
He was our MVP, I think.
Easily. The 10-year-old kid,
and
he's a freaking savant when it comes to puzzles. Like, he was like, we're gonna have to find batteries for that clock. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, to be fair, he was probably the only one that wasn't drunk at 2 in the afternoon.
Accurate.
Me and Dark had just left a pub. I don't.
Don't. I saw you guys tweeting. You were like pre-gaming at a bar down the street waiting for to go in.
Maybe. I had speaking of cider,
I hope
I'd had a little
escape
cider.
Room isn't a wet paper bag. I won't be able to get out.
Oh yeah. So then we left that and went to the escape room. Or no, we left the escape room, went to Night Attack Live. Look, I might have been having a day. I don't know.
Oh man, but yeah, so then we went to the Brew Exchange and Night Attack happened and that was absolutely amazing. We're not gonna recount everything that went on there just because that's already out there. However,
watch that show. That's perfect.
It was amazing. It was one of the most high energy shows I have ever seen. It was so good. So there was the classic after the show group photo. I thought that was pretty good.
Yep.
It was a hell of a crowd.
Goddamn good time.
Not even half those shots. It just gets so many people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many people on the fringes that are like not even. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was awesome. So.
One thing that did happen just after the show, though, was I went up to Jay Brushwood, Brian's brother. I was like, hey, man, how you been? I haven't seen you since last year, blah, blah, blah. And so we were hanging out and we wanted to, you know, got to the point where we wanted to start taking selfies and all that kind of stuff. Right. And he's like, hey, man, instead of taking selfies, why don't we just like take turns taking pictures of each other? I was like, all right, cool. So then when he took my phone to take a picture of, I think it was me, Stacy and Sunbun.
Did porn pop up? Please tell me porn popped up.
No. He took my phone and took a selfie of himself. And can you pull that picture up, Amos? I threw that in there.
Yeah.
So he.
Let's see here.
here we go. Yeah. So he took this picture and he's like, "You got to make this your new wallpaper." So guess what, internet? My phone's wallpaper right now on my lock screen is Jay Brushwood.
And that's Brian Brushwood's awesome. Older brother. Younger brother? It's his brother.
I don't remember, actually. I don't know. he's Jay Schwartz.
On Pickles.
You can ask him that.
Oh, man.
What other shenanigans did we get into on that night? Because the night continued.
Wait. Before we talk about leaving that night.
That's what I'm talking about, that night.
The Brew Exchange. Once again,
yes.
Class act as far as going down to Austin and enjoying some beers. And, man, so many good beers. I love that place. We had actually stopped by the night before. I think it was the night before. And had some beers. Or maybe it was the first time we were there. Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, yeah. It was a couple nights prior. Yeah. I think it was Wednesday night when we first got there.
Yeah. But either way. Oh, and Cabo. Cabo showed up, did his first Night Attack Live, his first Diamond Club event.
Yes, Cabo Wabo 79 in chat realm. And this dude, oh my God. I love Cabo so much. Like, he is himself, like he presents himself on the show, except amplified.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude is a ball of energy, and he's absolutely awesome. But what just cracked me up was that this is his very first ever Diamond Club event, and everyone was a celebrity to him. Like, yeah. Not just like Brian and Justin and them. Everybody from chat realm. That, like, he was like, oh my God, Crunchy, oh my God, Stacy, oh my God, Dreyfax. Like, he was freaking out when he met everyone, and it was hilarious.
There's a picture of him talking to Jerry right now. It blew his mind. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was not prepared for that reaction. Like, he freaked out. I'm just like, hi.
Apparently, I'm going through the photos a little too quickly. So after Night Attack Live, we went to the same place we went last year, Steampunk, which is right next door. Again, man, what an awesome place!
Lobster rolls, man, those lobster rolls.
I'm not into lobster so much. So I went and got the brisket burger sandwich thing next door, and
I had that as well.
I just love the concept of that place. You've got like permanently fixed food trucks, basically, on the back patio of this pub, and it is just of course you do.
Well, did you guys see the new addition, the stage that they built? That thing is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
That stage wasn't there last year. Like, that thing is pretty badass.
Well, yep. last year, I spent most of my time there talking with Dreyfax on the side about a project we were looking at doing that never came to fruition, of course, because that's what we do. And standing in an open sky with... Like, hardly any of that was finished. And this year, it was all completed.
Yeah. Totally.
Had little umbrella things and everything else. It was great. Oh.
Yeah, they had a lot more.
Oh, my God. Do we even want to... I don't even know if we want to show this picture.
I think you just leave it there for a good recount.
That's awesome. We'll just cut back to us.
yes. Make up your own story, chat room.
Oh, man. That one you got on the side there, man, I cannot wait until next year so we don't have to leave him behind. And yeah. I feel horrible. That's a Demon 5. I don't know his real name because I don't know real people's names. But, like... He just turned 20 or is 20. And so next year he should be 21. And, you know, thankfully he'll be able to finally like come along with us. I remember last year he got left behind, couldn't find his car, you know, and then this year they wouldn't let him in and we couldn't, not that we tried to sneak him in, but there were people down by the way that I wanted to sneak him in at that wouldn't have let it happen.
Yeah,
we snuck him in last year, right? And then he had to leave, and then he came back, and he couldn't get back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it happened again this year, I was like, God damn it, again?
Yeah.
Like, when is this kid going to be 21?
But, I mean, I think that's really cool because there's so many, like, you know, people out there that are, you know, it's not just, you know, us guys. It's, you know, there's, you know, a younger generation out there as well. Generation, Jesus, I sound like I'm 50.
I know.
But you know what I mean? But that's, you know, those are the next people that are going to be, you know, like the next DKG or, you know, the, you know, whatever. And that's cool to see. Like, you know, these kids got talent doing this, you know, like editing and streaming and all this stuff. Those guys know what they're doing.
Second Gen Diamond Club. Holy crap.
We are Gen X.
You've got a bunch of pictures in here of stuff that
Yeah, so those the following day we went to Bryce took us to a video arcade that was really kick ass, and it's really hard for me to describe it, but it's like a bunch of Japanese games that are like way beyond my skill set at video games. So
or
I played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game. That's what I played. While he's doing like DJ Revolution like on crack times 5, and I had to go to the bathroom, and inside the bathroom there's like this stuff that's like printed out on those self-made label strips. This and says, they were hilarious to me because they made me giggle while I was peeing.
This one says, when raining, a small lake forms beyond his door. Do watch your step.
Which, very accurate. Like, it had rained earlier in the day. There was a puddle outside that door.
I like that one. Aim better, geez, underneath the toilet.
That's the one that made me giggle, and it didn't help me aim better.
Right. Oh, geez.
On the mirror, despite everything, it's still you.
Yes. It's with an asterisk, as if it, like I was really hoping there would have been just an asterisk, like, at head level,
yeah,
next to you, so you're looking at it with an asterisk in the mirror,
just off to the
and
side,
then that at the bottom.
Oh man. And then if you find that supplies are low or entirely missing, kindly inform an employee, or don't, and let the panic that is utterly consume you.
Let the panic that is utterly consume.
Yeah, they missed a comma, but
Yeah.
It took me a couple times reading that to make sense of it. But
let's see here. Communal body spray. Do not steal. Please, thanks, bye.
Ah, see, I didn't get that before. I thought it was just a jumble of just randomness. Wow.
You got to keep up with the times, Kent. Like, you got to talk the kids speak, man.
That's what the kids say.
Well, the one on the side says TMF, 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 all the way down.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
Yeah, I saw this one a few times. This is a tire cover on the back of a Jeep that says Jeep Austrian Weird. And I'm sure you got this one because the
that tickles.
Wow, that just seemed random.
That was...
I can't wait to see this, so whenever I, like, randomly do that, people are like, the fuck?
Yeah. So, Kent, that was it, right? That's all that happened? That's all.
Oh, yeah, nothing else significant. Nothing. We can just end the show now.
Yeah.
Amos, you and I had an amazing honor of being able to go to the BB studio and be on Chord Killers. And dude, that was so much fun.
This is a picture I didn't even know was being taken. Of course, my eyes are closed. Of course, you put the one in here with my eyes closed and your eyes open. I see how you are.
Yeah, I put the other one in there too. They're both in there.
Fucking fat head.
There was two pictures in this bunch. One of them, your eyes are closed. And in the other one, my eyes are closed.
And there you go. There's the other one.
But yeah, that was a blast.
Can you look like you're like taking a nap over there, and
the
other two of them are like, huh, why is there a rabbit over there?
In this one, it looks like I am it looks like I'm praying for my cheeseburger to arrive. So
please give me the cheeseburger, please.
Where's my cheeseburger? Need another cheeseburger.
That was a blast.
That was really awesome.
Yeah, we were on on After Things as well.
Yeah.
Brian let us sit in and watch Weird Things. And then when they did After Things, suddenly we had mics in front of our faces and we were talking.
Well, the way that it worked was Bryce gave us a ride out there and gave us a ride back. near spit take. Bryce gave us a ride out there and gave us a ride back, but he had to be there early for Weird Things, so we cruised on by with it. We didn't even expect to be like in studio. So we sat in studio for Weird Things, and we went out and kind of had a little break in between the two, a little potty break, went back in there, and there were mics in front of us, and we were like, okay, we're going to be on After Things now. Cool.
Yep. That was cool. That was actually the first time I ever talked to Andrew Main.
Yeah?
That was good.
It wasn't bad. It was enjoyable. And then we went off and did Chord Killers, and then Spoiling Time. Well, Kent bailed out for Spoiling Time because he didn't want to be spoiled on the show. He's never going to watch.
I hear you almost died. You almost died during Spoiling Time.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, we'd been, drinking and eating for days, like one does when they're at South By. And I had a random burp, just a random burp in the middle of the show. And it wasn't the cleanest of burps.
You didn't have a mute switch either.
No, I did not have a mute switch. And I had just, because I finished my hard apple cider right as you were leaving the studio so we could start Spoiling Time. So I didn't have anything to drink either. So I was just trying not to die. That's what it's awful. Absolutely awful. But I made it through. So there's that. And then the following day, so Tom, you left on like Monday, right? Was it Monday or Sunday?
Sunday evening. I headed out. My flight was, don't get me started on that, but my flight was supposed to leave at 6. It left at like 9:30.
Oh, jeez.
So, but yeah, I headed out Sunday night, made it to the airport and everything. Sunbun and hot beverages all at the same general flight time. So
we're all flying in
all headed
the same
over there.
General
me
direction.
And Sunbun walked around and played Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the Pokemon. Oh, I caught so many new Pokemon in Austin.
No!
I got like probably 25 new Pokemon.
Dude, I leveled up a full level. I'm up to level 26. I leveled up whenever I was down there because of how many evolutions and new Pokemon I got.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Look at all those Pokestops.
Thomas Jefferson is playing Pokemon right now, he says.
It was insane, the number of Pokestops out there. Like, every corner.
We were on a bus. Yeah. The three of us were on a bus going downtown, and we all got our phones out.
Yeah,
going like 20 miles an hour on this bus, and we're trying to hit literally like 9 Pokestops within, what, one block?
Yeah.
So we just keep flicking. I got one!
Well, at first we were on the bus, because is when we were leaving the Flying Saucer and heading downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were, we all had like different strategies, but by the end we had figured out like exactly how far you needed to go, when you could tap it, how to spin it, get out of there as quickly as possible, and moving on. Like, we were just cramming, so much so that three of us had Tom's spare batteries hooked to our phone because we were just burning through all the power.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. My phone would have been dead like within 5 minutes.
If, where they at? Yeah, all of those you guys had out.
That was it was absolutely crazy, and we were just hitting all the stops. And then of course a Pokemon would pop up that you didn't have, so you'd have to tackle that and hurry up and fight it and get off the screen, and animations be damned, get out of the way. Okay, there it is. Now start going again.
Contrast, this is my normal for anybody that can see this. So see how many Pokestops there are. There's one way, way off in the distance. In Austin, on any shot, you would be able to see probably 20 Pokestops.
Yeah. I don't even know what street this is. Oh, this is over on 2nd Street by the JW Marriott, because I was talking to Amber and Ashley right after this. So I took this picture to send to them.
Yep.
It's just insane. And the actual number of stops, and they just keep on going forever. So yeah, that was a thing. That was a lot of it. Pokemon was huge. I don't even play Pokemon, but I was all over it that entire trip.
So Tuesday was the day before we all flew out. Me and you, Amos, and Sasien all flew out. Actually, Richard as well flew out on Wednesday. So Tuesday was going to be like our chill day. We were just going to kind of hang out, workshop some R&P stuff, work on the Patreon, stuff like that. That's pretty much what we did, right? We just kind of hung out and
I went and got tacos. Does that count?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just hanging out, and that's just kind of, that's you know, for the rest of the day, that's what we did, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Ooh, were those stickers?
I think so.
What?
Right.
Or wait,
right
no, sorry. Oh, that was on the side. My bad.
Yeah. So we'll get to that.
No, my bad.
So I was trying to set Amos up, and he didn't take the bait. We were sitting around workshopping R&P stuff when Amos notices a tweet that said,
"Oh, actually, so you're kind of getting the story wrong, which is probably why I didn't pick it up." You were still asleep because it was like during your beauty sleep time, as in like noon to 1 o'clock or so. I was eating tacos at a Torchy's Tacos down from the Airbnb. Right. When I noticed that Molly Wood was saying how her flight to South by Southwest was completely crowded with musicians going there for the music part of it.
Right. Okay.
And I replied with, "Hey, you want to do a meetup?"
So then fast forward to we're sitting around workshopping our pizza.
When Molly Wood replies, "Sure, I'm free from 6 to 7. Where you want to meet up?"
Like the actual Molly Wood.
Yeah. Molly Wood of Buzz Out Loud and Marketplace fame.
Yep. Make me
so
smart.
So we end up delaying our evening plans, going back downtown and having beers with Molly Wood for about an hour.
Yep. Unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. My only regret about the thing is that I didn't get a picture with Molly because I was the one taking the photos.
Yeah.
So I didn't even do a selfie or anything. So there's no proof that I was actually there.
because you weren't. It was just me.
Right. You're holding a selfie stick.
I was like, going to say that is some mad selfie skills. to be like this, and then
you know what the thing is, you just got to let the bald spot do what it does.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I think a lot of people in Diamond Club at least know who Molly is and is familiar with her work. And anybody that is knows that she's fantastic. She's awesome. But I tell you what, in person, she's all of those things, but more so.
Mm-hmm.
Like she is way nicer and way cooler and way funnier even than she appears on the shows.
Yep.
She is fantastic. That was definitely one of the highlights of this trip.
One thing about South By that we didn't mention, though, that has been alluded to thus far is swag.
Yes.
Now, what is all this right here, Kent?
Oh, are you displaying that?
Yeah.
So I get home. All right. This was actually post South By because I get home. And I had a package waiting on me. I was like, "Oh, what is this? I don't remember ordering anything." And then I remembered that the Have a Drink podcast, which airs on DiamondClub.tv on Sundays, I don't remember the exact time, but it's Sunday evenings. I had won a drawing that they did, and this was the swag pack that they sent me. It's a brewery swag pack. It's got stickers, a hat, a bottle opener, a koozie, coasters, pins, like all kinds of just cool, neat little brewery swag from a lot of local breweries around the Cincinnati area. And it's super awesome. And if you guys like beer at all and you haven't checked out the Have a Drink podcast, like, you got to do that. Like I said, they're Sunday nights on diamondclub.tv. They're awesome people. They have a great show. Check them out. Yeah, I threw this in there at the end so that I could give them a neat little plug.
These guys are from Cincinnati?
Yes.
I did not realize that. That's relatively close to me. I may have to reach out to them.
Yep, check them out. They're not far from where... I don't know if I want to get too behind the scenes. Let's talk after this. After the show, I'll tell you what they're near.
Okay.
That was a clean transition. So Kent, what was your favorite part of South By this year?
My favorite part was probably a first for me. I had an experience that had never happened to me. I got tossed out of a club into an alley.
God damn it, how'd I know this was going to end up in the show somehow?
I knew this. I saw this come. As soon as you said your experience, I was just like, here it comes.
We're at Shakespeare on 6th Street, and this is on Thursday night after the RMP live show. Steph and Junior, we're going down and we're bar hopping a little bit and getting a little bit of beer here and there, and Richard and his friend Kathy had already like bailed for the night. And we went downtown. We're at Shakespeare because Shakespeare's got this great layout. You can go upstairs and like look down on the road. There's a little back area where they got like a tree growing up in the middle of the bar. It's a great little bar. I'm upstairs with Junior, crowd watching the street, and Steph comes running up the stairs. Oh my God. Oh my God. Guys, come quick. And as me and Junior we throw our beers down and start heading up out, and we just follow her out the back door where you are adjusting yourself and brushing yourself off. Now, Kent, that's a good enough story. Like that's a story you can tell somebody real quick, real clean. But we want to know the backstory. What the hell happened, man? Tell the people what happened.
Right. So I was actually wondering the same thing. Now, mind you, I was not shit hammered like you would expect. Not that you would necessarily expect me to be shit hammered, but for a story like this to occur, you would expect that I was shit hammered and being a complete ass. And that wasn't the case. I had a nice buzz going, but I was minding my own business. And as I was walking through the club, I had three security guards that each of them were like three times my size come up to me and start like pushing me. Like they like became a wall and were just like pushing me like, all right, time to go. And we're pushing me toward the back door. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? What's happening? What's happening right now? And they're like, you got to go, sir. You got to go. You're out. I'm like, what? Why? What did I do? I think you got me mixed up with somebody. I'm like, nope. And they've got their earpieces in. They're like, this is the guy, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're too intoxicated, sir. You're out. I'm like, what the fuck? So the back door opens. Like one of the security guys kicks the door open, and they literally tossed me into the alley. Now, by this time, like you guys were running out the back door. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm pissed. Like, I'm not pissed that I got thrown out of a club. I was pissed because I had no idea why. I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, fuck this shit. So I walked all the way around the club back to the front door. And the bouncers, of course, were at the front door. And as soon as they see me, they're like, they all like stand up and like, no, you got kicked out. You're not coming back in. I was like, fuck your place. I don't want to go back in. Your place is stupid. But I would like the courtesy of knowing why you threw me out, because I wasn't causing any problems. And apparently, I guess I'd gone outside to get a smoke or something. I don't know. I guess I was outside and I walked back into the club and I didn't show an ID. But for two reasons. One, if you were already in a club, like every bouncer is just like, yeah, man, I got you. You're good. You're already good. Number two, no one asked me for my ID. I just walked by. And apparently the, like, the eye in the sky, the camera guy, whatever, all he saw was that somebody, like, just dodged the bouncers. And so they thought I was sneaking into the club. But they didn't warn me. They didn't say anything. They just became a wall and threw me out of the club.
Now, I will say in their defense that this was at like 1:53 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were closing anyway. There was no time for additional, like, service, or last call had already been called and everything else. So it's not like we missed out on a long...
I don't think it was that late, because we were about to have another round of beers.
It was that late because I was getting ready to chug my beer in order just to leave because it was closing. Like, I'd already checked. Like, okay. I specifically looked at my watch before Steph had come up. So yeah, it was that late. But yeah, then we left there and we just went back to the Airbnb, and man, I don't know how you've gone this long without getting kicked out of a club.
Now, I'm not saying I've never been kicked out of a club. I've never been literally thrown into the alley out the back door of a club.
Tom, have you ever been literally thrown into the alley out the back door of a bar or a club?
Did we lose Tom? Oh.
Okay, well, since that didn't happen, what was your favorite part of South By?
His story. quite honestly, it sounds like kind of cliche and everything, but Austin is one of those times where it's like, it's very chill, you know, like, you know, you get a lot of opportunity and a lot of, that tickles. You get a lot of time to go through and like talk to people and kind of hang out one-on-one with everybody and, you know, catch up and everything. And honestly, like, Austin, South by Southwest, that is like my favorite time, because you never know who you're going to run into, where, when, or, you know, anything like that. You know, like, you know, I forget what night it was, but, you know, like, there was me, Stacy, and Willie Dills were getting something to eat, and like, a rando jury appeared, and it's just like, oh shit, okay, hi, what's going on, you know, and we got to have like actual conversation, not like, you know, being on the front or, you know, putting on the show or anything. And same thing for being at Steampunk, you know, having, you know, actually sitting down and talking with you guys and, you know, talking, you know, having real conversations. And, you know, to me, that's fun for me. Like, you know, actually meeting up with people.
In all honesty, that's my favorite.
Try to sneak into bars and get thrown out of them.
No, but in all honesty, that what you said, like, my real answer would be exactly what you said. That is by far my favorite thing about going to these meetups, is just the connection and the real conversations.
Yeah. So for me, that really ranks really, really high. Meeting people. Well, that's funny. Somebody just put in there, the best part of South by Southwest is meeting people I've never met before, such as meeting him in person and getting my own bottle of Ruinum out of it. Because he had some lying around, which, by the way, Ruinum is delicious, but holy shit, is it strong. But for me, being the technical guy that I am, my favorite part was sitting down with Bryce in BB Live Studios, jotting down notes and understanding their setup to help my setup. Yeah, that was just on a personal level. That's like what I was looking forward to the most and what happened the most. And it was really exciting for that moment right there. Other than that though, like, just hanging out with everybody and talking and shooting the shit. It was awesome. And the random run-ins, like, we go to a bar and we just randomly run into Willie Dills. You know?
Yeah. I saw Bill Pullman on the street.
Yeah.
Steph actually pointed him out to me. We were just walking down South Congress, going in and out of shops and getting something to eat and whatnot. And she's like, that was Bill Pullman. I'm like, bullshit. What are you talking about? I had to like double around to like kind of circle around to check. And I was like, oh my God, it really was.
And yeah, there were a couple of celebrity sightings that I don't see a celebrity. Well, one of them was a celebrity that, I mean, I can't confirm, but it might have been Benedict Cumberbatch.
That tickles.
Awkward. That's... So not awkward.
A lot of people are saying that that Ruinum is dangerous and you should never drink it.
I can agree to that.
I think you could probably probably power a lawnmower with Ruinum. I bet that's a thing.
Damn.
Like, it's pretty powerful.
Oh man. What else you got for South by, Tom? What other lessons learned, and what are you going to do different next year?
What am I going to do different next year? I'm going to say that I'm going to book my flight sooner. I will say that I'm going to try to find lodging sooner. But I probably won't end up doing anything different. I'll probably get a hold of people in February and say, hey, you got a floor for me? And then I will complain the entire weekend at South by about how expensive my flight was because I booked it 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
So
how about you, kid?
The real thing, something that I learned this year was, I doubt he's watching because he works in the morning, but, me and Shaneros, had a legitimate conversation about how not to get so plastered drunk that A, somebody else has my phone that's live periscoping and I don't know where it's at, and B, how to not break phones and then lose watching the stream of your other phone to find your phone where you're at or where that phone's at.
Oh my God.
So that moral is drink in moderation, kids.
And don't drink Ruinum.
If you're so drunk that you're watching the periscope from your phone to find out where you are.
No. Last year somebody had my phone, Travis had my phone. I don't know why I gave it to him, but he had my phone and it was periscoping. Well, me and Shane got disbanded from the group of, or the herd of Diamond Club, and we got on his phone to my periscope to find out where my periscope was coming from so we could find my phone and find the group. Well, he broke his phone because we were shit-faced. So
that's just a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a hell of a story.
Yes. Speaking of stories, if you haven't seen Night Attack yet, the Night Attack live episode, you've got to check out the Don't Get Brodied. Holy shit, that was hilarious.
Oh my God. So Thursday night, we told Justin and Brian that we were bringing a ringer that was going to easily walk away with Don't Get Brodied.
Mm-hmm.
And holy shit, were we right? Like, our guy did not let us down.
It was, so he had told us a story during the after show when he was on before Chris Cabano. We're talking about Cabo Wabo 79 in chat. He told us a story similar to the one he told on stage, but not that one. So we'd never heard that one before. And man, it was hilarious talking about getting your junk stock in.
What's crazy about Cabo is that he's got so many of these stories and he's so modest about it at first. And then he starts talking. But we told him like, dude, you got to go up there. You got to go up there. It's your turn. And he's like, no. Don't put me in the spot. I don't want to do that. I don't even know what I would tell. And we just like kind of shoved him up there. And that's when Justin was like, hey, we got our next contestant. And then he's like, I don't know what. So there I was. It was amazing.
Oh man, yeah.
Come on, don't ever bypass a safety valve on anything ever.
Especially not when your
it's in the name safety.
Especially when your penis is involved.
Just
putting that out there.
That's just, oh God. If you haven't seen Night Attack Live, go watch it, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh man, Kent, what would you do differently next year?
I so many things went right. I don't know that I would necessarily change like my methodology for anything. Just do more of everything. Just try to have more conversations. Try to maybe arrange more cool things, or I don't know, get out and see more things, because like a lot of the places we went this year, like a lot of the bars and restaurants and whatnot, are things that we had done previous. Now don't get me wrong, we did see a lot of new things. But I think it's just a continuation of that. Just do more.
And I think the easiest way to do that, honestly, is to get up before it's dark out in the evening.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Pro tips.
look, we don't have time for all that. All right, that's that is silliness, absolute silliness. Hey Kent.
Yeah.
You can see the window over here. I'm stalling here for a second. Talk about something.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what? Let's talk about our guest for next week. You guys know who Ton de Gasa is, right?
Yeah. He does a lot of art and everything. Yeah.
Yep. He's super talented dude. Super talented dude. I've been looking at his stuff online, and he like, oh my God, he's got some amazing stuff out there. And it was just, I don't know, a couple months ago, I think, I was listening to Jackie's show, What's Cooking, where she had Tonda on the show. And I was listening to this dude talk, and I was like, holy shit, I want to get him on R&P. And I reached out to him a few weeks ago and said, like, hey, man, you want to be on R&P? And he responded like, wait, really? Like, why would you want to have me on? Like, because you're awesome. Do you want to come on? He's like, sure. Yeah, I'll come on. So he is going to be our guest next week. Super looking forward to talking to Ton de Gasa. How about you, Amos? You looking forward to that?
I am. I honestly, I knew he was one of the chat room artists, but I didn't know exactly what he had done and what he does until, we started talking about booking him and stuff, and holy shit, dude, really, really rad stuff. So that'll be next week. Is that really next week?
It is really, dude. Time is flying. 2017 is like, it's almost over. Are the Christmas is the Christmas stuff out yet?
I think they just took it down. hey,
real quick, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the one that he did for Dragon Con.
Yes.
Whenever Justin and Ashley got married.
Yep. That's
that is awesome.
That's super talented guy.
Real quick, also, the week after that, hopefully, if we can ring it right, is either going to be Jaime Ruiz or Mike TV.
Ah.
Yeah, we've got both those in the cooker.
We got so many. We've got so many lined up. It's sick.
Willie Deals Gregory. He's queued up. See, the thing about, like, South by is you talk to these people. Like, you've only got a few minutes. You gotta hit and go, man. Hit and go.
Yeah, like drive by invitations. We got so many great guests lined up. It is just ridiculous. Just follow us on Twitter at Ritual Misery, and you will be informed of our upcoming guests. And of course, you can watch us. And at the end of our episodes, we'll tell you who's coming next week. Check us out there.
Hey, Amos, you just said something about Twitter. Tom, where can we find you on Twitter? At Tom?
If you just look up, if you just Google Tom.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm that.
Were you the MySpace guy?
I'm your friend. I'm instantly everybody's friend from the day that you were born. If you want like actual real personable interaction and everything, or not personable because I'm a jackass.
Hold on. You said just look up Tom and Talking Tom, is that you? Tom Talking Tom and Friends.
Oh my God, you actually Googled Tom, you asshole.
So
Talking Tom and Friends.
So what you're saying is this is you.
Yes. I made this a couple years ago.
Guys,
it's kind of on the down low.
Our first annual indoor fun day was a big success.
It sure was.
I remember making this. It's all coming back to me now. Oh my god, my heart.
So are you? I'm guessing you're the cat, right?
Yeah.
There we go. But where can people find you on Twitter?
At Jerry Fax is the easiest way. If you or anybody you know has anything to do with stickers for their show, for their band, anything like that, get a hold of me. I love putting up stickers. I'm going to put up a compilation of my hashtag Make America sticker again, compilation of all the photos and everywhere I've placed that. We got a whole bunch of stuff I'm going to this year, and I would love to put stickers everywhere that I go. So hit me up with stickers, and I'll pay for shipping. I don't care. So. At Jerry Fax on Twitter.
And he even got some Ritual Misery stickers this year to take home.
I did. I got some of the, you gave me the Ritual Misery, and I got some of the Diamond Club TV stickers as well, which are still packed in my tote for stickers in my bag that I haven't unpacked because I'm a productive adult.
and some hashtag still in beta stickers even, I think.
Yes.
So... hey Kent, where can people find you at, man?
RM_Del Noche on Twitter, and also if you're a beer person, follow me on Untappd. I'm Del Noche there.
There we go. I'm even on Untappd. I got some badges this week. It's kind of like getting Pokemon beer Pokemons, Pokebeer.
Oh god, we got so many badges in the first couple of days, and then we just forgot to check
then,
in.
Then we got in a rut and started drinking the same beer, a lot of the same beer over and over again. Hey, I'm at Ethan Kane, ANCAINE, ETHANCAINE. You can find me there. You can find the show at Ritual Misery. You can cruise on over to ritualmisery.com, and all the stuff is there. And of course, we are we record live on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time on DiamondClub.tv. And I got to give a real quick shout out to everybody that we met, and everybody. If we didn't mention a story about you, it's because there were just so many stories we couldn't fit them all. And so many thanks to everybody out there. Hopefully, we'll see you again next year. Special thanks to Incomptech.com, Kevin McLeod, for our music. And we will catch you another time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
And check this out.
Go. Sergeant Muffin. Sergeant Muffin! 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 Sergeant Muffin!
Sergeant Muffin!
I don't want Sergeant Muffin thinking we forgot about him.
Yeah. No, Sergeant Muffin is one of the greatest people on the face of the earth.